Hear ye, hear ye. It's time for the King of Common Sense.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's the King of the Radio Show.
Hello. Mel Taylor from AC Primetime, Down Beach Buzz, Brigantine Now.
Hey, what do you say, King? It's great to be back on Must Listen Radio every Saturday morning here on the King Arthur Show.
On one of our prior reports, we talked about this Mike Einwechter, who was arrested. He held a event for charity for Puerto Rican relief and allegedly stole the money. And I was watching, you have a great YouTube channel as well, Mel, and was watching some of the videos, and I think my blood pressure like went through the roof when I saw him promoting the event and literally begging people for money. And now we know the result of it, that this guy was not honest with the cash. We understood at the time that Ventnor was going to have a meeting to discuss what occurred. Can you give us an update on Mr. Einwechter, who he was tossed out of being a representative in the Atlantic City Christmas parade? And anybody who steals money from a charity, there's a special place in hell for them.
Michael Einwechter is best known for his connection with Ventnor Coffee. He's no longer a part of that. He's no longer a part of a couple that managed Ventnor Coffee. Michael Einwechter was also a part of things such as something called Amazing Ventnor and the Ventnor Tourism Board or organization. Not really officially a part of Ventnor, but sometimes would be out in the field allegedly representing himself as some type of official marketing arm. That ticked off a lot of people, that he always told people, anybody that would listen, that he was the marketing arm of Ventnor, which was not true, and these are allegations. But Mr. Einwechter has not been indicted yet, to the best of my knowledge. At the very least, people have realized that he has been misrepresenting himself and the city of Ventnor, because Ventnor has so much upside. It's unfortunate that people trusted Mr. Einwechter for so many years. He does some good stuff, but unfortunately, he hid behind the good stuff with bad stuff. Anyway, they were going to have a town hall. The commissioners of Ventnor were going to have a town hall to bring people in, those people who lost money or who were angry that this guy was allowed to do stuff on Ventnor property. They smartly canceled that town hall meeting, I'm assuming that all the commissioners would be just pounded by a packed courtroom or a commissioner's chambers. And of course, he hasn't been indicted yet, which means it's probably best that the commissioners, they don't say anything about it. So right now, there's nothing going on with that very unfortunate situation with Michael Einwechter and the Amazing Ventnor and the Ventnor tourism scandal.
And he said there's five bands going, you don't even have to come. You can donate right to my website. You know, just amazing the dishonesty. In that event, as Ski Beach and Ventnor, they had the roads blocked off. I mean, it was a massive event. Let's hope justice is served in that case. Mel, the Atlantic City Democratic Committee made a statement last night about a check that Frank Gilliam put in the bank that wasn't supposed to be his. So what is going on with this?
Let me tell you, this is another story that the lamestream media is not picking up. You would assume this could be on the front page of the press of Atlantic City, but that's not the case. That's the whole reason why Saturday morning on WIBG and King Arthur, it's must-listen radio. I'm telling you, your show on Saturday mornings is the only show talking about this stuff, because with Frank Talk and Diamond and Silk and Linda Cohen, and even when people like Jesse Kurtz calls in, this is the only place to really get the real news. But specifically, this story is, I think it's kind of big. There was a check written for $10,000 from the Atlantic County Democratic Committee, and it was supposed to go to the Atlantic City Democratic Committee. For some reason, that check got in the hands of Mr. Frank Gilliam. He signed the back of the check and deposited it into his own campaign account. So who knows what really happened, but at the very least, this is a story that the community of Atlantic City needs to dig into. And I'd have to give props to the Kevin Hall radio show, and Henry Hank Green, they talked about it last night on their radio show, and I have some tape from that show, and I'm going to post it up on AC Prime Time later on this morning. But at the end of the day, the community of Atlantic City needs to investigate itself and find out who among them can't be trusted. So that's the very latest on that $10,000 check that Mayor Gilliam oddly signed and put in his own account.
How did the bank let him deposit it then? In any business or things like that, there are authorized, you know, signatures. But how in the world? I mean, the bank has to have some sort of responsibility for this also, right, Mel?
When you hear this tape, you'll see that it's Joyce Molyneux and the treasurer of the Atlantic City Democratic Committee. They're the only two qualified people that can sign that check and deposit it into the account. Joyce Molyneux is standing by Mr. Frank Gilliam right now. She put out a statement yesterday protecting Mr. Gilliam, which really means protecting the Atlantic City Democratic Party, and I get that. But people are not happy that Ms. Joyce Molyneux is not getting to the bottom of it, and she is circling the wagons around Mayor Frank Gilliam.
Hey, usually you greet me with the Muslim salam alaikum or whatever. You didn't do that Kaleem, this morning or whatever.
Kaleem Shabazz taught me that. Assalamu alaikum, which is a beautiful greeting. And sometimes I say shalom. Sometimes I say assalamu alaikum, and then sometimes I say, yo, what up?
Yeah.
It depends on what mood I'm in, but I think they all serve a purpose to be open and to be honest about looking forward to talking to somebody.
And the reason why a lot of people tune in, it is for Frank Talk. There's no question. It is the most honest, comprehensive news report about Atlantic City, and Frank has talked about this forever. You're bringing in young students. I mean, they're of age, they're over 18, but you're bringing in naive millennials into a Stockton campus. Some of the students are a little bit concerned about taking classes at the new Stockton campus in Atlantic City.
Well, the story broke a few days ago that there is a student going for a master's degree at Stockton, but this is at the Carnegie Center. That's on Pacific Avenue, closer to right on the corner there of Martin Luther King Boulevard, right across the street from.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I misunderstood. Oh, so they're talking about the one that's already there. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But then again, it is in a very precarious location on MLK, the corner of MLK and Pacific. It's right across from the Playground Dirty Bookstore. This block also features the John Schultz and Gary Hill Foundation building. So it's a very interesting block. This student, who was going for a master's degree and still is at the Stockton Carnegie campus right there in that beautiful, beautiful building, she wants Stockton to move classes out of there and go back to Galloway because these students are absolutely fearful. She has a petition online right now. If you go up to AC Prime Time, you can see that there's so many comments. It's probably one of the biggest stories I've posted in a while. And this is something that makes front
social
news together with tourism of Atlantic City. This is what Mr. Kaleem Shabazz, the third ward councilman, should be focused on this. I might even be changing my name of my website from AC Prime Time to AC Crime Time. But did you know that there right now, as of January 26th, there's 167 registered sex offenders living in Atlantic City as we speak?
I did not know that.
Nobody wants to share that very inconvenient information.
Well, again, Frank's talked about this voucher system where the Atlantic City rooming houses really serve as a rehab center for convicted felons that are leaving prison. They send them here and they get the vouchers for these horrible rooming houses that probably should be shut down. And I assume that's where maybe a lot of them are coming from.
Everybody realizes that we want to take care of those who paid their debt to society and they can rebound. We get that. But to mix this type of activity, whether it's a needle exchange, whether it's injection sites, which Pennsylvania or Philadelphia is supporting. Imagine that, injection sites. The leadership of Atlantic City, many of these leaders are unelected leaders, meaning the CRDA, It is very disingenuous.
We just have a couple of minutes left with Mel Taylor from AC Primetime, Down Beach Buzz, Brigantine Now. We talk about Seth Grossman a lot on this program and his group LibertyAndProsperity.com. And Seth has the Saturday morning meetings, and I know that a lot of his participants in that meeting are listening to this broadcast right now. Seth announced on Facebook that he's moved into Atlantic City, and I know the rumor has been he's going to run for Congress, but Mel, the first thing I thought of was that Seth's going to be running for Atlantic City mayor in the next election.
I know nothing, but I do think that Seth is absolutely having an impact. County Executive Denny Levinson from Atlantic County joined up with Seth to go after the potential overturning of the pilot law. In the words of George Orwell, journalism is printing what someone else does not want printed. Everything else is public relations. I bring up that phrase because what you're doing and what Frank is doing and what I'm doing is, this is what journalism is all about. It's gathering information and sharing it. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to be covering news for a newspaper, per se. The news, the way you present it on Saturday mornings, is so vital. And thank God we have that and the internet and combined. And we do appreciate your time letting us on the air. And you can join us, see all our stuff at acprimetime.com, as well as BrigantineNow.com and DownBeachBuzz.com, which covers the news of Margate, Ventnor, and Longport.
AC Primetime Radio, sponsored by Lacey Cleaning, the best in carpet cleaning, construction site cleanup, and rental turnovers. Go to LaceyCleaning.com. And AC Primetime Radio is powered by Get Smart Digital, the fastest growing, most sexy digital marketing company along the Jersey Shore. Need a kick-ass website? Hit them up. GetSmartDigital.com.